What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Ride for Youth 2008 will officially start at the North Albany Senior High School on Tuesday, the 1st of April, travelling through Denmark, Walpole, Pemberton, Margaret River, Busselton, Bunbury and Mandurah before reaching the city of Fremantle. 40 riders will cycle over 700 kilometres in 5 days. Money raised on the Ride for Youth 2008 will support Youth Focus in their work of preventing teenage suicide and depression. One of the cyclists who just keeps coming back for more year after year is James Sutherland. He joins me in the studio today. Welcome back to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Great to be back, Rod. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's getting very, very close to this year's ride.
It is. You know, I was thinking as I was coming in today, I have good thoughts of you, because every time I think of you, I know that I'm about 3 kilos less than I normally am. And normally it's within a couple of weeks of finishing this pain of training. But no, yeah, that's right. It's just here. And as a peloton, as a group of pretty focused individuals, we're very excited.
Yeah. Each year you have a number of people that keep coming back. You also have a number of people that are first-timers. What's the ratio this time?
We've got, and it does change, but it's 10 this year. But what can happen is a couple of weeks out, you might get an injury. We had somebody who, well, fortunately for them, they've been requested to go to the fire department. That's not great for us, but there's reserves and things like that. So the ratio we like to have is about 25%. And yeah, as you touched on, it's fantastic to have the oldies. They bring a lot of experience. Hey, that's me. At the same time, you can also be passing on some of the skills that you've learnt as far as trying to raise money or just, you know, being quite a disciplined peloton.
But obviously it's going to help to have new people along, because they have new networks of friends and business associates, because it's all about raising money for Youth Focus. And you do a great job. Each of you has a set target. What's the target for each rider?
Personally, it's $4,000. Most of us tend to say, let's round it up to five. And then what happens, of course, as a team, there's 10 teams, as a team we get pretty competitive. So we're sort of looking over the fence going, oh, well, we've got to do better than just five each. So you get that inertia, you get that build up and that rolls. And it's interesting that you talk about new faces. One of the new faces, and I guess no names, no pack drill, but fantastic person. First thing that she asked was, how can I pay for a new counsellor? What sort of money do I need to raise to put a new counsellor at Youth Focus? And they said, well, approximately 70-odd thousand. She said, that's what I'm going to do. Now, that is brilliant. And as you said, there's a new pair of eyes looking at something that I've been involved with for 5 or 6 years. New energy. Brilliant.
It's great to see people with that sort of enthusiasm. Let's talk a little bit about Youth Focus before we talk some more about the ride, because it's preventing teen suicide and depression, and we might think that that's the sort of thing where if teens are feeling down, they can just call up as a counselling service, and that's part of it, but it starts well before that, doesn't it?
It does, and you've said it well. Youth Focus is about the prevention of suicide. So they really focus around education, and they target that age bracket of 12 to 18. Now, of course, the statistics actually say that most suicides are outside of that bracket. They're a little bit higher. But from an education perspective, all the good work that the radio station, a lot of it is that support. It's encouraging. It's caring for people. And so that same within that age group, we know that the hormones in the body, teenagers, 12 to 18, it's a very volatile time in people's lives. And so Youth Focus are putting a number of different, I guess, programs into place. So there's family support programs. There's the actual youth counselling, as you touched on. As I said, they have specific peer support programs where they'll actually take some troubled, you know, a group of 5 or 10 young teenagers, and they'll take them out of their environment. And a lot of that is also getting them to understand that it's not just me who has a problem. Isn't that interesting? Somebody's got a similar problem to me. And that in itself, just knowing that somebody else has got a similar sort of pain, can sort of relieve a bit of that tension. And then it's also the life skills as to how to cope with those.
And the idea of family counselling, that's impressive, because it means we're not just going to try and deal with an individual and then send them back to a home life that just doesn't work for them. It's helping the family come to terms with what's going on and to change the lifestyle for the whole family.
Absolutely. And, you know, that particular individual who may be having difficulties, it's like that pond, you know, the ripple. It definitely impacts on siblings. It definitely impacts on the parents. And they do need support. In the early days of Youth Focus, obviously you target straight to the immediate immediate sort of alarm bells where there is attention that needs to be had. But what's happened is the group's grown, as there's been some more funds available, they've seen very quickly that, yeah, as you say, both from managing the problem but also future-proofing the problem, yeah, let's support the family. And it's an extended family too. It can be stepfathers, stepbrothers, it can be uncles, aunts, that sort of, I guess, ring or circle of protection.
Unfortunately, a lot of young people who take the step of suicide don't realise how final it is. I saw a video recently at the Youth Focus Awards where Alistair Hope was talking about so often when he's the coroner and he gets the suicide notes from young people, and he realises by what they have written there that they don't realise that this is so final, and young people don't realise that this is not a solution.
No, it's not. And it's funny that you should talk about that interview with Alistair. Me personally, when I saw him speaking, I always imagined the forensic psychologists and the actual pathologists, the scientists, were very logical and they had their job to do. But what showed is there was a person with a huge heart. And when it did come to, as you say, suicide, youth suicide in particular, he was so empathetic, and it made me, I guess, appreciate that, as you say, the consequences. He's putting his energies in to try and to promote that, yeah, young people do think they'll live forever, and they don't understand in some ways that, the damage that they'll do will scar people for a lifetime. And as you say, I mean, suicide itself, it's a nasty word, and one of the things that we're trying to do as the bike riders is shine a little bit of light on this dark area. And unfortunately, Rod, I thought we might talk about, you know, what might be new this year. Well, unfortunately, there are new statistics. There will be another death tomorrow. We just know that, unfortunately, that's the world that we're living in. And so what can we be doing about it? Part of today, and we really appreciate 98.5, is talking about it, you know, just putting it out there, having the radar, making sure that everybody's a little bit more aware of the fact that somebody might be struggling. And the other thing that I've noticed in the time with Ride for Youth and Youth Focus is we don't talk about the problem as if it's something that cannot be fixed. We're now talking about it as it's more like a common cold. It can be very treated. It's like a cancer. There are programs, and okay, it might be a longer term thing, but there are things that can be done rather than this image of hopelessness.
As far as combining the ride with the cause, I know that being involved in fundraising bike rides over the years, you can sometimes get caught up in the initial stages with this whole idea of this bike ride and all the fun that that's going to be and the training and how good I'm going to feel about it. And then you get, and you think, well, yeah, it's a good cause and I'm happy to support it, but it's very much about this bike ride. And the focus really changes once you find out more and more about the cause. I guess that's the same for Youth Focus and the Ride for Youth.
Yes, it's a nice marriage. I'm so with you, and it's nice to talk to a fellow bike rider. In fact, before we got on air, we were comparing scars because I've literally fallen off my bike in the last couple of weeks. But so you do have this athletic, or you have that goal-minded you. And as I say, the nice part about with our Ride for Youth now is we've got a number of 20-year-olds as well as the older guys like myself and guys a little bit older. So you've got, you know, I guess those goal-driven people. But then, like you say, and it's a real high getting on the bike and doing lots of Ks and getting the speed and the adrenaline rush. But then, as you say, what we're trying to do is counter something. The reality of the world, the reality of life is sometimes it can be very dark. And so what I tend to think of when I think of the Peloton is we are young at heart. We really are. Guys getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, pitch black, putting on these incredible suits, you know. Not that I'm into Lycra, but it's almost like putting on a Superman cape. And out you go. And really, you're almost playing out things of when you were a boy or when you were a young person. And that passion that you put into your sport is also the passion that carries over into something as, I guess, disconcerting or something as troublesome as suicide. And I often think, yeah, we're doing this hard ride and the training, as you can relate to, it's hard yakka. But a day as a counsellor rocks me to my core. I could not imagine the trouble and how do you cut off at the end of the day? And that, you know, to know that there's somebody who's doing that, well, that's easy for me to go and push hard and ride another mountain or, you know, try and raise an extra 10 cents, an extra 20 cents to help that person do a great job. And often they are the unsung heroes.
98.5 Sunshine FM. I'm talking to James Sutherland from the Ride for Youth, raising money for Youth Focus. And I see that you've got some, you've got a nice big tin here.
I do. That's something new this year.
Okay. And you've got some coins. Let's see if we can get some money in there.
Very good of you, Rod.
Put a few coins in.
They're the 5 cent pieces that are very irritable. You can't really use them. Oh, the gold coins go a long way.
Yeah. Look, a couple of 20s.
Lovely.
And there's a 10, if that makes a different noise. It's all just hitting in there, and I think it's doing a good job. But, of course, you know, when we talk about the sort of goal that you have for fundraising this year, people might think, oh, yeah, but I can't really help. I can't put in that amount. When you talked about that person who wants to raise $70,000, and you're talking about the riders who your initial goal is $4,000, most of them say $5,000, and let's go above that. Mm. Most people would say, I can't help out in that way. But when you see a tin like this one, and you just sort of shake it round.
It's a Dulux paint. It's about a 4 litre paint container to give you the image. And it's about quarter of the way full. So I need some help on that, right?
So a lot of people have just been putting in their spare change, and that's going to mount up, and that's a big part of it. It's people putting in big donations and small donations. What is the target for this year overall for the ride?
New target this year. Last year we raised 551, and at the bottom line, that put 501,000 into the coffers at Youth Focus. This year, 600,000. So we're stretching ourselves.
Absolutely. And this is the sixth year, isn't it?
Sixth year.
So if you reach that target, what will that make overall?
That's a good question. It would be about early $2.3 million.
That is impressive.
And making a massive difference. That's the nice part about it. Youth Focus are very good with their funds, and we know that there's low administration, high money going to the problem. Mm. And we love that about Youth Focus.
Okay, James, I want to catch up again over the next couple of weeks as we get closer and closer to that ride. It's been great talking again and catching up about what's going on with the youth ride, but we'll talk again perhaps this time next week.
Love to, and thanks for having me along.
Okay, thanks. And if you'd like to find out a bit more about the ride, you can go to the Youth Focus website. Probably the easiest thing to do is just Google Youth Focus. You'll find the website there. You'll be able to find your way around and donate. Or give us a call here at Sunshine FM on 9276 8744. We can pass on a few more details to you. James, catch you in a week.
Cheers.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.